Time with which channel? Your account. Publish. Button.
Hello, Audioboo. It's the 11th of February 2015, and today is the 11th day of February. And today, we have been asked to talk about five people, places, or things which represent our country. Now, a lot of you know that I've moved around a lot ever since I was very little. I lived in many places, so unfortunately I don't have a country that I can say, oh, I am from such and such. It is not what I mean to talk about here, because it's a complicated subject. A person who doesn't have an identity or roots and things like that encounters a lot of problems, but this is not what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about where I'm living now. Right now we're living in Israel, and so I will try and talk about a few things which kind of characterize Israel, or that are typically Israeli. The first thing that came to my mind is a falafel or shawarma stand. Now, falafel and shawarma are usually sold at the same place. Some places will not have one or the other, but most places will. What it is, falafel is falafel here in Israel, not all the cheap imitations all over the world, is it's made out of chickpeas, and it's, you know, you cook them and kind of grind them with or mince them with garlic, herbs, you know, sometimes you put a little bit of flour to hold it together, lots of, you know, things like parsley and things like that, and you fry them in oil. You make little balls, you fry them in oil, and they're usually served inside pita bread with different kinds of salads, dips, whatever. Very yummy. Shawarma is, well, unfortunately, shawarma is what most of you will call kebabs. They're kind of shavings of meat. Usually it's turkey and lamb, or turkey or lamb. And again, they will be grilled or kind of on a spit kind of thing. And they are eaten inside a pita bread again, or inside a flat bread. Again, with salad, tahini, hummus, and all the works. Usually served with chips on the side. Those are very typical Israeli foods. And, they're actually Middle Eastern foods. Yeah, you can get them all over the Middle East, but it's very typically Israeli. What you've got is usually you will have a... it's not just like a hot dog stand in New York. It's not something that is mobile, but it's still a stand because it's not a very big place. Normally you will come up to like a window thing.
Hole in the wall.
Well, it's not a hole in the wall. No, it's more than that. No. And you will order your falafel or shawarma, and they'll give it to you in the pita. And normally you will have this kind of glass case in front of you with the different kinds of salads, and normally you can help yourself to whichever salads you want. It's all very clean, very kind of kept at good temperatures, cooler temperatures. Those are the reputable ones. Of course, you can get dodgy ones, and I don't recommend them. And then you can, like, put whatever you want on the pita. Sometimes they will put the initial things, like the hummus and stuff, and then they'll leave you, you know. And the salads can include things like different types of eggplants or aubergines, like the way they're made, some fried, some grilled, some done as a dip, vegetable salad, cabbage salad. I'm not saying coleslaw because it's not the American coleslaw. It's like, you know, cabbage with salt and lemon and maybe a bit of garlic. Turkish salad, which is tomato-based, you know, hot sauces. Sometimes they'll have pieces of fried eggplant or aubergine. Sometimes they'll have different types of tahini, regular tahini and herb tahini, which has got tons of herbs in that. You know, carrot salad, Moroccan carrot salad, which is like cooked carrots, sliced cooked carrots with different spices. Nice stuff. Now, today with the health, you know, people trying to eat healthy, sometimes people will have these things on a plate and, you know, not have the pita bread, have the falafel or the shawarma on a plate and put salads next to it and try and not eat the chips or the bread. But typically that's how it's served. And you can get a drink with that. They usually will have one of those tall glass, you know, for those chiller thingies with drinks. You get a drink, and on average you can get like a falafel and a drink for like, you know, no, 15 shekels or something, or a bit more, depending on where.
About $4.
Yeah.
It's pretty cheap.
Shawarma is a bit more expensive because it's meat. You can get it cheaper. You can get it more expensive. That's like the average.
They even sell shawarma at McDonald's, don't they?
They do.
I've never had it, but...
Now, they will normally have a couple of tables that you can sit at and eat, but you don't get served at the tables. You kind of stand at the...
counter.
At the counter and buy your stuff and go and sit down. That's a very, very typical Israeli thing. Like, you can have, you know, a couple of them next to each other and they'll all be doing really great, you know. That's one typical Israeli thing. Most Israelis eat their big meal around lunchtime or around 1 o'clock. So normally you will get a lot of traffic in those shawarma stands. They get kind of busy. Between about 12:30 and about 2:30, you get the kids from school. Sometimes they get some money and go there. You get, you know, business people just coming out for a quick bite and trying not to get tahini all over their suits. I've seen that happen. Tahini is kind of runny and they get it all over their suits. Sometimes it's not very nice. You'll usually find lots of wet ones, you know, wet wipes there. That you can use, like packets of wet wipes. So, I mean, they'll usually open around 11 and they'll usually close, you know, in the evening late. And you get a bit, you know, you get a bit of a rush at dinner. And of course, they're always doing business at some point. But now with the falafel, you can also buy half a portion, which is half a pita. Normally, a portion of the falafels will be one pita bread with six of these bowls, falafel bowls. You can buy a half with three. They're quite small. You can't do that with a shawarma. It just won't fit into half. So it's nice. It's relatively speaking quite healthy if you make the right choices. Of course, the falafels being fried is not very good, but these days they try different ways of putting less oil and stuff, and it's a lot healthier than having a burger and chips.
They're popular enough too, though.
Yeah, now, that's one thing. Another typical thing is kids in uniform. And by kids, I don't mean children. I mean aged 18 to about 22. And you see them on buses and everywhere, which means when you get to 18 here in Israel, you have to do a military service. It's compulsory. I mean, you can get out of it if you have a disability. You're not taken into the army. There are different contingencies for getting out of it. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to go into that and how it affects you, but... The thing is that you do see a lot of young men and women in uniform carrying guns on buses. They're not loaded. They're not even kind of, they're kind of like, kind of hang on them, you know, with like a holster kind of thing or a sidearm type thing. I don't know. Don't really know a lot about guns, but, you know, it's not... You're not supposed to carry guns in this country just like that. You're not. It's not like the States where you can just get a gun. You can't just go buy one, whatever. But Army people in uniform will usually have their guns, their personal, I think they call them for a personal firearm. And, of course, it has to be. It's not loaded. It's not primed. It's not anything like that. It's all kind of assembled. Hangs on their side along with their backpack, whatever. You usually see them on buses and trains. a lot of them will, you know, except for the ones who have to stay on duty at the base, you see a lot of them Sunday mornings going home, from home back to the base, or Thursday evenings and Friday mornings going from the base home for the weekend, usually to sleep a lot. But you see them every day. Some people serve not far from home, so they'll live at home. And, you know, you see them quite a bit on buses and trains. It's not intimidating. They're just kids.
Just doing their thing.
Just doing their thing. They're usually lovely. They usually have a lot of respect for people. They'll help you out. They'll give you their seats on the bus. It's a lot of responsibility for an 18-year-old to shoulder, quite literally.
Particularly those who are on watch on, like, border checkpoints.
These people are what's keeping this country from being destroyed. And it's a bit scary to think that it rests on, you know, the shoulders of very young men and women. And those of you who are parents, think about, if you have 18-year-old children, it's hard to imagine, isn't it? And, of course, some of them volunteer for combat units, and that's very scary. And so that's the second thing that's kind of very, very typical thing to see in Israel. People honking their horns when they drive, blowing their horns, whatever, as we like to call horny people, in that sense of the word, that it's not like in Cairo. Cairo's crazy. Like, it's like constant. But people here, you know, are not very patient. They're not patient drivers. There's quite a bit of road rage. And so people will honk their horns, you know, by default. And you just have to understand that that's how it is. Don't take it personally. If someone gives you the finger at a traffic light, smile and give it back. Another thing, let's see, that was three. Another thing that is quite a powerful thing in Israel is the Old City of Jerusalem. The Old City of Jerusalem is a very small place. And I'm sure I'm not going to go into the whole politics of it, but let's just say that it's sacred to more than one religion. It's sacred to Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and others. And there's quite a few of, you know, each of them in the Old City of Jerusalem, living, praying, worshiping, trying to share the space. It's very poignant when you're standing at the Western Wall or the Wailing Wall in the Jewish quarter, and as you hear the Jewish people praying, you hear church bells from the Christian quarter and the call to prayer from the Muslim quarter. It happens. I've seen it. It's very powerful. It makes you, when you see people just praying and worshiping like that, you really don't understand why there's so much hate and bloodshed, because what's the point, you know? So that's number four.
That's the place that they're referring to when they talk about East Jerusalem.
It's East Jerusalem. Yeah. It includes places like Temple Mount, you know, the dome, the Holy Sepulchre, the Western Wall, Wailing Wall, whatever you want to call it. What's another typical thing? The beach. The beach in Israel, the Mediterranean Sea, which basically goes along most of the western side of the country. Well, the whole western side of the country, really. From top to bottom. And so we're on the eastern side of the Mediterranean Sea. And the sands that we have here are very fine sands. They're golden in color, quite beautiful, very soft sand. The water is relatively clean, you know, not always, obviously. Sometimes there's problems, but the beaches are quite popular in the summer. People like to come sometimes early in the morning and stay all day. I like to go to the beach around sunset because I think the sunset is particularly beautiful over the water. And it's nice. And what you got there is you've got people sitting on, you know, beach chairs and or lying on blankets in the sand. You've got kids playing in the water, playing with sand. You've got usually cafes. You've got usually the ice cream man, kind of like goes between people and sells ice cream out of like a shoulder held kind of cooler that hanging on his shoulder. And you know, there's a cafe, and there is a game which most adults like to play on the beach. And I don't even know what it's called, but it's like, well, I guess it's a bit like tennis or ping pong or whatever. It's rackets, but they're just wooden slabs. I mean, they're just wooden rackets, just flat wooden rackets with like a tiny rubber ball. And it's not a very complicated game. All you have to do is kind of like toss it from one to the other and not miss it. If it falls in the sand, you know, your opponent scores points. You have to return it. That's all. It's not very complicated. There aren't rules. And because of the sound that the racket makes on the rubber ball, if you hear it from far away and you hear a lot of people playing at the same time, it sounds like popcorn popping. It's kind of a very typical sound of Israeli beaches. And if I go to the beach, I will try and record it for you. There wouldn't be too many of them now because it's quite cold. But the beach season usually starts in April and goes until about October. Like that. That's not to say that there's never people there at any other time. You know, just a little bit of sun and the beaches are full.
I reckon you'll find a few crazy people on the beaches today because all this wind would create some amazing waves to surf on, but I can give you enough to do it though.
Which channel? Your account. Time remaining.
My mother's uncle was no longer alive. He used to go to the beach every day, winter, summer, rain or shine, and swim in the water from 5 to 5:30 in the morning. That is insane, but that's how he started his day, and I think he died when he was in his 90s, so. Anyway, I'm sure there are a lot more things, you know, with the different languages, with the different cultural backgrounds, but those are things that are kind of things that you'd run into in this country.
055700946.
And there's others, but you know, I just thought I'd talk about those. Enjoy your day, and we'll see what tomorrow has in store for us.
Which channel? Publish button.